This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Privacy and technology types have been doing a lot of parsing of President Obama's Oval Office address last night. One part in particular, the bit about how he's going to, and this is a quote, urge high-tech and law enforcement leaders to basically stop terrorists from using the latest technology to do what it is that they do. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what that might mean for technology companies in actual practice.
When you talk or text using technology from companies like Apple or WhatsApp, that information gets encrypted or scrambled to prevent hacking, including hacking by governments that might want to listen in. At a briefing today, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said President Obama doesn't want to violate people's civil liberties when they use encrypted communications.
At the same time, the people who have designed these communications tools certainly didn't design them to aid and abet a terrorist.
Nima Singh Gulyani is a legislative counsel with the American Civil Liberties Union. She's concerned the president could push tech companies to give the government its own window onto encrypted communications. She says tech companies are hesitant to do that because it would weaken protections for all consumers.
It's sort of like having a window in your house. Everybody can look in that window. Everybody can potentially break that window. There's no way to build a private window that only one or two people would have access to.
Others are concerned the government might get more involved in policing social media accounts. J.M. Berger co-wrote ISIS, The State of Terror, and has studied the terrorist group's use of social media. He says that letting governments decide when to take down social media sites is a slippery slope. He says that's been the case with Turkey and Russia.
And their definition of who's a terrorist and whose speech should be allowed can be very different from what we would think.
Still, Berger thinks there are big data tools that can assess real terrorists' activity, and he thinks social media companies might be better at that kind of thing than the government. So he says getting the president to meet with tech companies could be useful, but it wouldn't hurt to have civil liberties groups there. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.